Finally today, singing in a group is good for you, it turns out, a big group, like a choir. There's a new study in Sweden that found that choirs, because their members sing together, the pulses of the singers tend to rise and fall in unison. The study's lead scientist said songs with long phrases, for example, had a similar effect on the singers as breathing exercises do in yoga. Jane Money has lots of experience with synchronized breathing and singing. She's the artistic and education director of Boston City Singers, a youth choir program. So, Jane, what have you noticed happens when your chorus performs? Does this research scan for you?
It certainly does. And it's something that we work with on children as young as 6 or 7. And it's something you have to actually learn. It's not the same kind of breathing that you would do when you're talking.
So, I mean, a synchronized choir presumably is something you aim for when you're doing a performance.
Absolutely. And it's something over time that we build up the mechanism and the understanding that breathing really supports everything that we do as a choir.
So how do you do it in such a way that you're actually thinking about getting people's pulses kind of beating in the same rhythm?
I think that may happen naturally, but what we work on specifically is breathing exercise. One favorite thing that we do is to demonstrate the inhalation and versus exhalation process for kids is to have a bottle of water and they breathe out through a straw into it so they can see what steady breathing over a long period of time does.
I mean, do you do that like every practice or occasionally?
I wish we had time. We do tend to ask them to do that at home. And we do it a couple of times a year just to make sure that we understand and support their learning.
You ever taken like the pulses of several kids in the choir just to make sure that it's working?
We haven't as yet, but I'm really intrigued. I think I'll be trying that very soon.
What about you, Jane? Do you sing in a choral group outside of the Boston City Singers?
I don't sing in a group at the moment that I used to. I grew up singing in a church choir and then in the university choir in Auckland.
All right, so we're going to close the program today, Jane Money, with a song by the Boston City Singers. Can you tell us what it is?
A couple of years ago, we took a group of 38 singers to South Africa, where singing is such a great component of society. We learned quite a few songs while we were there, including this great hymn, which we recorded.
And this hymn is called Tuma Mina. And Jane Money, Artistic and Education Director of Boston City Singers, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.